We did a startup, My Jewelry Deals for Jewelry. We did an astrology site, myastrologyhoroscope.com. We did a shopping site called Shop Dekho, where you could come buy mobiles and lost a lot of money here. We also did Bike Dekho, we also did Car Dekho.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Amit Jain, the CEO and co-founder of Car Dekho, and also one of the sharks in Season 2 of Shark Tank India. Hello Amit, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. I would love to delve into those years of your life that truly molded your personality and influenced your decision making. For most, college is that period, where we dream and we dream with our eyes wide open. What was that period like for you?
Graduated in 1999. That's where it all began for me. At IIT, actually, when I reached there, it was just, you know, opening up our vision for me. Because I met brilliant people with brilliant dreams and everybody was talking big. Somebody wanted to go to US. Somebody wanted to go to IIM. Somebody was talking about starting business at that era. I think I was privileged enough to reach where I had five people from whom I could learn from. Made some best friendships of life there. Learned real life skills there. Because, you know, in Delhi, IIT Delhi is actually in South Delhi. So I would visit Priya, I would go to many fests out there, and I think, you know, my social skills which were actually not that evolved because bahut jyada papa me bahar jaane nahi dete the school time mein, to yahan par pehli bar mauka mila, you can go out, talk to people, so kahin na kahin social skill build ho rahi thi. So I think I learned a lot of stuff at IIT. Biggest thing I learned was dream big.
Being an entrepreneur takes consistency, hard work and thick skin, and an ability to be prepared for anything. After living this life firsthand, what are the things that one should be aware of before they try to be entrepreneurs?
I think how I think about is, you know, first is survival. Then you have to make survival money, and then you have to basically start looking at what you need to do next. Either you'll have a cash bench which you have created through your savings, and you'll eat into it while you're doing it, but you would never, you know, expose fully yourself, and that's what I did. First thing was, you know, get your expenses low. So no luxury drama, nothing. Just get to basics because you're about to become an entrepreneur. So for first few years, I never actually even booked a hotel. I always stayed at my friends' places, right, as an entrepreneur. I would give a call, main tere share mein, I would stay at their places. Many years, not even a single hotel booking was made, right? And that's how entrepreneur's life is, you know. He has to be very lean when it begins. Paise nahi hai, runway badhana hai. To aise karna hota hai. And I think that risk-taking ability is in each one of you, but you need to plan a little better. Impulsive decision is not something that I recommend to anybody, because I plan it out on how I'm going to manage the expenses. And there was a path to it, and we were executing on that path. So first, we started an outsourcing company, for example, and that started generating cash. And then we were in a comfortable zone that we've got a cash bench. Now we can reinvest back into startup.
From Girna Soft to Car Dekho, Insurance Dekho, and now Bots Dekho and Rupee, you've created multiple businesses and immense value. But tell us, has there been a main theme or an idea that runs in all your businesses?
All these startups that I started were based around one common theme, that we knew how to distribute digitally. And that was our superpower.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. One cannot deny the fact that success is a slow struggle, and at times, one faces failure and is required to maneuver from that position. What is your opinion on failure in an entrepreneurial journey?
The reason actually that it failed gave me new learning. What kind of business? There was learning in supply chain, there was learning in distribution, there was learning in various aspects of my life, and every single failure I had led to a better startup. Like when I shut down Shop Dekho, and I was losing money per mobile were getting lost in couriers and distribution, physical distribution ho rahi thi. So I realized kitne loss mein nahi chala sakta. So what we did was we pivoted the site into Price Dekho, which was a price comparison site, and it became a big hit. And back then in 2010, there were so many websites which were selling mobiles, and it was just beginning of e-commerce, Flipkart, Meesho, bahut sare aur the. People would compare at that time, they'll find price compare, and that became a big hit. We started generating 20 lakh a month back then in 10-11 through Price Dekho, through ads. And that's what I think one failure leads to, you know, another one. Finally, zeroing into Car Dekho was a very different journey. I went to Atlanta in 2012 and then saw an $8 billion company in making, Auto Trader. and we spent 3 days in their office and we realized we are sitting on a gold mine. We've got this much traffic, and I saw how traffic could convert into various businesses at Auto Trader. I think that kind of opened that, you know, vision. तो मैं इसलिए कभी कभी कहता हूँ कि आपको सारी क्लैरिटी पहले दिन बोलना ज़रूरी नहीं है. इट विल इवॉल्व. जस्ट फोकस ऑन समथिंग. इफ यू आर फोकस्ड ऑन डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन, लर्न हाउ टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट. रिवर्स इंटीग्रेट कर लेंगे बाद में, हम कर रहे हैं आज. तो डोंट वरी अबाउट इफ यू डोंट हैव फुल क्लैरिटी, बट विन द कंज्यूमर. दैट्स ऑल आई एम ट्राइंग टू से.
वी हियर कॉन्वर्सेशंस अराउंड इन्वेस्टिंग इन द मार्केट्स एंड बिजनेसेस मोर ऑफन देन एवर बिफोर. सो एज अ शार्क, टेल अस, व्हाट शुड अ पर्सन टेक इनटू अकाउंट बिफोर इन्वेस्टिंग इन अ बिजनेस?
I think whenever I invest into a business, most important thing for me is the entrepreneur. Banda kaise? Pehle banda, phir dhanda. So I look for value system, and that's the most important part when I look at. Value system mein main dhoond raha hu fighter hai ki nahi, hard working hai ki nahi, day to day execution mein involved hai ki nahi. Basic traits which make you a, and is he a good human being, right? And that's the most important thing. And I think large businesses are built by good human beings. Then I check for the business itself. In the business, I have, you know, simple funda. Is the market addressable large enough? Second, I check for, does the founder have a spark, which means is he, what's his superpower? Jaise maine bataya, I had SEO as my superpower. I try to find that superpower in my assessment. Then I try to see that in unit economics of the numbers. If he's a great Insta guy, you know, telling good stories on Insta, millions of followers, then his CAC would be very low because most of the traffic would be organic. Somebody may be good coder. So I try to find that spark, you know, what they have done, which reflects in numbers. And then obviously you try to, you know, put in money to multiply. So you have to get the deal at the right equity structure so that it can multiply and there's an exit option available. Part of my investments are based on this philosophy. Half of my investments are based on, can this investment move India forward? Because when I see a picture and I may know that this business will not multiply very fast or will not become very large, or I may not have exit even. But I know that the pitcher who is standing there, crores of people watching this show are gonna say, you know, ye mere jaise hai. I can relate to the guy. Or maybe kar sakta hu. So I think agar idhar invest karunga, toh maybe, you know, India inspire ho jayega. Because it's a good business. It's just not investable or, you know, getting exit out. But aapka role wahan par wo hai nahi. As a shark, mera role hai ki main India ko move forward karne aaya. So I pick such businesses because I want to tell these are good businesses to build, these are profitable businesses to build, and you sitting at your home watching the show also can do it.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.